Sarita.
And this is Clean Ears.
Ooh, we're back. Friendly Neighborhood Snippet.
Yes, it is that time, and we care about you and we love you. So today we're talking about dealing with people that you don't like because we know that it is a fact of this life.
Yes.
Yeah. So whether it's in work circles, sometimes even church circles, it's not necessarily that these are horrible people, but sometimes it's just that the way that you do things and the way that I do things are just so different, and I just, things are just easier when you are absent.
Right. So when you're having those feelings and you're trying to figure out, hey God, how am I supposed to live this life? How am I supposed to be that love that I'm supposed to be in the world when there are certain people that I just don't get along with? What am I supposed to do with that?
Absolutely. We have to remember that God calls us to love everyone. Mm-hmm. So even if we don't like them, it's okay. Nothing's wrong with that as long as it's not rooted in something petty. But just remember that we still have to honor that person.
Exactly. So that's really tip number one. Pray about the reason you don't like them. If it's something super petty, if it's really something about you and not them, then that's something internal that you can definitely work on. There's a lot of times that I realized I didn't like someone because they actually reflected an aspect of my personality that I was not okay with back at me. And then I'm like, oh, girl, you just like me. That's why I don't like you.
Girl. Or sometimes somebody is just killing something that you're not quite killing.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I just can't seem to get right around this person. And so I'm just more comfortable when the person isn't there. And so it's really not them. Sometimes it can be our own stuff.
All right. And so if you've gotten past that point, it really is just like a personality issue or like lifestyle or something that you just cannot seem to figure out how to get along with them. And you just don't get along, or you just, maybe there's just no chemistry to like be friends, but you're trying to figure out like, am I supposed to be friends with everyone when I'm a Christian? No.
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 You are not Taylor Swift. It's okay.
You ain't got to do all that. You can still have your personality, and understandably, you're not going to get along with everyone, but you still need to figure out how to be loving and then also like navigate having some type of interaction with them at any point in time.
Absolutely. And so I think it's easy. One thing that helps me is to kind of determine on the front end, what does loving on that person look like? Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't necessarily mean, hey girl, love your shoes. You don't have to do all that. You definitely don't have to be fake. That is not what this is. But sometimes it's as simple as, in a work environment, maybe I'll deliver her print job to her, or maybe in a serving or church environment or even a family environment, it could just be like, I'll refill her beverage or something like that. Just doing something nice for the person that's not too much, right. Not too much off of you to where you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm being completely fake, but where it's like, okay, I'm just doing something for that person, because it really does help shift perspective a little bit when you allow yourself to love on that person, be a little bit nice to them.
One way I definitely do that is that I pray, like I really ask God, hey, how can I be a light to them? Because I know those people who test your Christian, or, you know, those people who you butt heads with, those are the ones that you're really going to have to go out of your way to witness to. And that's when God can really be in that moment. So even if you're listening, if you're watching this on YouTube, put it in the comments below. How do you figure out how to love on someone when you don't really get along? Like, what's right. You have an act of service? Are you out here trying to figure out their love language? Are you just going out of your way? Do you feel like there's ways to do it that are godly and then you can get fake? That's a great question. Like, how do you get, you know, get godly, but then you don't get into like that fake territory where you're like, oh, I'm cool with everyone. And you're not really.
Exactly. And if it's a situation where you flat out just don't, like, oh my gosh, we don't get along. Just like Sarita said earlier, it's a clashing situation. Mm-hmm. I personally try to use the fruit of the Spirit as a guide and just say, okay, let me just treat this person in a way that aligns with the fruit of the Spirit. So if I don't know what to be, okay. If I can't be loving, can I be kind? Mm. If I cannot be good, can I be gentle? You know, pick something and start it. You don't go wrong with the fruit of the Spirit. The word says there is no law against these things. So it's a great guideline for how to treat a person that you don't necessarily like.
Yeah. One thing that I definitely do is I figure out my boundaries and the best ways to interact with that person. And so if I know from jump, these are things that I can and cannot deal with in interactions, period, that person included, you may give them a little bit more grace because you know how they are. Maybe they're like, they have a way of speaking that really is like, if you don't figure out how to speak with love, I don't know what to do with you. Like if you have those type of moments, if you know that maybe they're really physical and you're like, why do you keep touching me? Like if there's anything like that, figure out your boundaries and then figure out the best way to interact with them. If you know you have to have a conversation in your head, you're like, I need to get these points out and then I can dip. Like you don't have to be in there too long. You're like, hey, when I'm in there, I'm speaking love. Like give yourself a little bit of a pep talk. Hey, when I speak in love, we're gonna be gentle. We're gonna get in there, get our points in and get out.
One thing that helps me is if I know that I have trouble communicating with someone, I'll bring in a third party. But I will completely take ownership. Hey, I know that sometimes when we speak, I feel like I'm not the most clear, and I just want to make sure that I'm being clear for you. So I had somebody come in. So we're doing this together.
Right. Mediation.
Yes, just to make sure that I'm clear and that what I'm saying is really what I mean, and that it's being communicated clearly. Sometimes it's not for us to take it on our own, especially if it's a work situation. Sometimes you have to involve someone.
Right.
I've had situations where I think on the front end, you feel like, really, that sounds like a bit much, or what are they going to think? But I've had people that I've struggled to communicate with, and having a third party there just to be a listening ear and an advocate to say, hey, that actually wasn't clear, helps so much. And then you can, of course, get to a point where maybe you don't need that. But at first, understanding, so this is what you mean, in a place where someone can say, please clarify this, or we're okay. And some people also just won't pop off in front of certain folks.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps.
That is appreciated. Or even to be like, hey, I don't think you heard them correctly. Like what she said is this, but what you're hearing is this. A lot of times assumptions come into that, a lot miscommunication, and so you definitely want to find the best way to communicate with them and figure it out early, especially if you know that you don't get along. So you're like, hey, I don't want to ever get into a fighting match somewhere and I'm gonna be yelling and screaming like you're on Real Housewives of anything. So like no one wants to do that. Like we all want to like live our lives with like grace and peace and unity to the best of our ability. And so again, we're supposed to be showing love. Let's figure out how to show love well.
Absolutely. So guys, we hope that this snippet is helpful to you guys. We hope that it helps you as you go forward in situations with difficult people, because we know that they happen. So we hope that you enjoy these tips, and we're really excited to look in the comment section and see the different tips that you've left for us as well.
Yes, please. We'd love more tips on how to deal with people you don't like, because as only thing that's going to happen as you continue is that you have people you like and you don't like, and you gotta figure out how to live with that.
Exactly. So guys, be sure to subscribe and of course interact with us on the socials.
We'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to talk in the comments. We are always there trying to figure out what you guys like, what you don't like, what do you need tips with, because we want to be a resource for you. So if you have an idea of what you would like for us to talk about, if you have more coworker issues, friend issues, if your God squad ain't popping like you want it to be, we can always try to give you more tips on that. And until next time,
have a good time.
Bye.
Bye.